Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish. It's been a long time. We're back to Thursday now.
I know.
Oh, man, it is great.
It feels comfortable.
Oh, yes, it does. Oh, gosh. Hey, look, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Enhanced walk-in humidor, great customer service, super people. They've been with us since the very beginning. We can't say enough about Shelley and the gang down at Tobacco and Brew.
63 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for sunny with a high near 79. North-northwest wind this evening. Clear with a low around 55. On Friday, sunny with a high near 83, a low of 55. Saturday, sunny with a high near 87. On a Saturday night, clear with a low around 57. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 85. Sunday night, clear with a low around 54. And that kind of just goes on and
on.
No rain in sight, and oh my goodness, October and winds, and that's not a good thing.
Well, I was just thinking, an observation. You can't say anymore that the water is wet without somebody getting in your face about it.
Wait, we'll get to that in a minute.
So I thought you had something to throw in about the weather. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gus Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Hey, this Sunday, the Asphalt Cowboys Tri-Tip Chicken Barbecue, their famous one, is going to be held this Sunday at Lake Reading Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are $8 pre-sale or $9 day of the event, available from your favorite Asphalt Cowboy. You know what? I know one of you are listening, so come on over and we'll buy a few. Reading Chamber of Commerce, Paint Mart in Reading, and Anderson and Lulu's Restaurant. They're going to be cooking up their delicious tri-tip or chicken dinners, complete with bean salad and garlic bread. Nobody does not like this. Wait a minute, that's a double negative. Anybody that eats this, likes this. So that's a double positive. Proceeds from this event go to support the 2019 rodeo activities. You know what? And not their drinking. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. This is... can't you say that about the Asphalt Cowboys?
Absolutely.
That they enjoy a beer now and then? My gosh.
And hey, they
smell
like
information,
beer.
And they smell like beer. No, they don't
I said they still like beer.
Oh, they still like beer. I thought you said they smell like beer. I said, no, they don't. Okay. Hey, give them a call at 241-0201. Contact Tom for more information. Okay. Now, we were just talking about this before we got started, and this is probably going to be because Trish and I, Senator Mauricio Hanison is going to join us at 8 o'clock. We're going to talk about the new VA complex, the future of this whole area up here. And this is something we need to – and he, you know what? The one thing the senator is that people don't realize, this man's a futurist. He thinks – so far, you know, he thinks 10, 20 years out. He starts building things, getting things going. I mean, it isn't for next week. It's not for next year. He's looking 5 years down the road that we need to do these things. And I tell you what, this man still, you know, I sat down and talked with him yesterday for about 45 minutes. And we're just going to talk about this. And I can't wait to get you in on this, Trish, because you're somebody with your feet well grounded in what's happening around here, and you've stayed in touch with everything that's going on. So.
Yeah, and always good to get with Maurice. We spent a lot of good years together in government and have great memories and stories to tell.
But what started this today was we were talking about on Facebook. And, you know, Facebook cuts in so many different ways. One of our producers put something on our Facebook page that said, and I may have talked about this yesterday, but I'm going to talk about it again today, said that it was just a news report that said Kavanaugh sworn in the Supreme Court. And that's all it said.
Yeah.
Among the hundreds of other things that go across there, including the overweight bears, that kind of stuff that goes on our Facebook page. And two people took umbrage at this. And said, well, I'm not going to support them. Well, one of them said that. And I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I read it right. Because this person is always here when they have a cause. They're right here. Please, you know, get PSAs and let us be on the show and all that. And I'm like,
yeah.
Why would you say that? I mean, you know who we are.
It's a
you
fact.
You know who we are. Well, I mean, it's the fact we support this community. You may not like the fact that Brett Kavanaugh was voted in by the Senate of the United States of America, and in the killing vote, the crashing vote, the one that put him over was by a woman who spent 45 minutes explaining why she could vote for this man. Based on the way our Constitution, our legal system works, that you cannot destroy a person over an innuendo or an accusation that has no
evidence
beside or witnesses.
No corroboration.
It says nobody. There isn't a lawyer. There isn't an honest lawyer or a district attorney that would take this case. That would take this case. Ever. They don't even, and the FBI looking at it goes, it's been 37 years, we've asked all these people that have something to do with it. And, you know, the whole thing, it was political. Everybody knows it was political. But the point is that it was an event. And if you don't want to listen to KCNR 1460 after that, well, then, you know, don't. And then don't come in here wanting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth of free advertising and being on the show. Just don't do it.
Do you know the sad part of the great part. There's so many positives.
But here's the worst thing is, and she'll come back and I'll let her.
Yeah.
because that's the way we are.
But there's so many positive things about that whole battle. Everybody keeps wanting to concentrate on the negative things that happened during that process, which surely there's enough to go around. But the positive thing is that the system worked. Our Constitution worked. It's set up to do the right thing. Those people that we've elected to do it, the advise and consent role, they did a bit more than that. Search and destroy was a bit more apt of the process. However, he has been sworn in.
He has.
And he kept
his first promise.
And he what was his first promise?
He's having every one of his legal clerks was a woman.
Oh, well, there you go.
And that's never happened before.
No, that
and
yeah.
And I trust me. If somebody thought that this guy, you know, the women he chose for this, for legal clerks at that level, they're not clerks. They're all lawyers, and
they are the
cream of the crop. And if they thought that there was something there, I can't imagine.
These are all justices in training.
Every one of them, it could be a Supreme Court justice in 20 years.
We must recognize that all of the innuendos and stuff that were brought forward, day by day, her story is still being shredded. The idea that as a woman, you have to believe anything a woman says, I think was kind of put out there for everybody to look at. Should they be listened to? Absolutely. They should absolutely be heard. They should be given every opportunity to prove their case. But you can't just believe them because they're a woman. You can't just believe them if they have no cooperation or no supporting testimony.
But what about, it's just the two of them. And she says, this man assaulted me. This man assaulted me. He raped me. There was something in my drink. I don't know what it was, but he assaulted me and he raped me. And it's just two of them. What do you do then?
Well, then that's a criminal allegation and a criminal case, and they go through the process.
Okay. So that's what you're saying then.
That's what I'm saying. Absolutely.
And then guess what? I think that, you know, there isn't a DA that shouldn't pick that one up.
Absolutely. One-on-one, there's no evidence on either side that you can blatantly see. But she cited four people, changed her story 15 times. It was early 80s, late 80s. It was mid 80s. Oh, it was 82. It was here. It was there.
Well,
it was these people.
I don't know about that.
You look at the different testimonies she gave at different times.
Well,
so the fact is, they did research it. They did look at it more than they should have. And the whole, we're getting into the negatives of it. What I like about it is the positives. For the first time, the Republican Party, when one of theirs was attacked, did not turn tail and run. Did not throw him to the wolves.
Did not join the other side.
Did not join the other side. Did not absolutely throw up their hands and say, oh, my God, we can't sully the world. Well, we have to back off. So, they stood by him. The president stood by him. McConnell stood by him. All of them. That's a very big plus for the Republican Party.
It is, because they usually roll over. They fall down, right. Roll over in their
put their paws in the air.
And pee on themselves. I mean, well, that's usually what happens.
But they do. And they did not do that.
Well,
and
you
know, I
the
they
thing
applaud
about
that.
This is, here's, and we got to take a break, but here's the thing about this that I feel. I feel for this woman, Dr. Ford. And I'll tell you why. Is she brought this up, and she, I believe that she truly believes it, that something happened that she believes Brett Kavanaugh was associated with. Now, whether her memory is good or what, Dianne Feinstein, to me, dropped the bar lower than I could possibly imagine. That she had this for 60 days. If she had brought that up during that 60th, you know, those 60 days, FBI could have jumped in all over this. The rest of the people could have joined in with the gang rape accusations and the porn lawyer. And oh, my gosh, he wiggled himself at a party, at a frat party that nobody saw. All of this. But they could have had this handled well before.
Looks like Feinstein wasn't the one that dropped it. Looks like it was Schumer.
Well, but here's the thing. Feinstein had it for 60 days. She could have brought it up and said, this is happening. What do you say about this? And let the FBI come in there for a month.
Don't you think it's because they knew they didn't really have anything and they just thought the Republicans would fold?
I really believe that. Well, I think you're right. But I think also, though,
they were banking on past history.
That it was as low as you get, because here's the thing. It wasn't about him. They were going to destroy him any way they could. It's what they did to her. It was a woman doing this to another woman, is in my opinion. And even though Schumer may have dropped, you know, let it out, they still held it. Now,
oh, yeah.
And if Feinstein acquiesced to Schumer for 60 days, that's even lower.
Yeah.
Because you're telling me to let this woman get hammered, and she's another woman, and this is happening, and all this, and just because strictly for this political thing to destroy this guy. Is that right? And if that's the case, that's even lower. Not that the Republicans ever set the bar that high.
Die if I do not fly high.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by, how about Alliance Heating and Air? Our friends over there, you know what? It's starting to get cooler, 55 at night. We haven't hit the spot where you have to turn on the heater, but your heater, if it hasn't been turned on, your furnace hasn't been turned on, think about this. There's a lot of soot and smoke from these fires probably in there and that in the heating side of it. Alliance Heating and Air needs to come in there, clean it, get rid of, you know, clean up all your filters. Check those air ducts before you turn it on again. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State. Been here for 25 years. A veteran-owned business. This is who we use. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org.
Every day we hear about the dysfunction and fighting in Washington, D.C. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why we need real local leaders, like our Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He's a farmer who understands our community. Doug LaMalfa isn't part of the establishment. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa. The North State is my home and always will be. I work for you and put people above politics. I've worked to help our local veterans and the victims of the catastrophic fires, and I'm fighting to make sure everyone gets the health care they need and can afford, including those with pre-existing conditions. I'll always fight for our values and to make our community better. Jobs are coming back, and we passed one of the largest tax cuts in history for middle-income families. I'm fighting to make Washington work for you. Thanks for listening.
Real results for real people. That's our Congressman, Doug LaMalfa. He's one of us.
I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Doug LaMalfa Committee.
This Sunday, Lake Redding Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance. It can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $9 the day of the barbecue.
I'm Francie Sullivan, Vice Mayor of the City of Redding. During my term, we've worked hard to make Redding as safe and clean as possible while never spending money we don't have. I've supported every financially feasible aspect of the Blueprint for Public Safety. There's just so much we can't control. State laws have put limits on who can be arrested. Jail space is limited and controlled by the county with their own budget problems. Prevention is our best tool. Every part of city government is focused on making our city safer. Need advice on better lighting for your home or business? RU will help. Our park staff works constantly to partner with everyone from trail groups to private businesses to fill our parks with families. Think food trucks and Carnegie Park, or the bike park near the pool at Caldwell, or the volcano at Enterprise. And it's working. Crime went down in the last 6 months in Redding. It's not good enough. I want to keep working to make our city safer. I need your vote. I'm Francie Sullivan. I approve this message, which is paid for by the committee to elect Sullivan for City Council in 2018.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick. In my other life, I'm the marketing director for Redding Kia.
It's Customer Appreciation Month. You can own a 2018 Kia Rio ID 074062 for $229 per month and zero down.
Oh, my goodness. Own a new 2018 Kia Forte ID 281123. $256 per month, zero down. Interest rates going up, but not at Redding Kia.
It's 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2018 Kia Fortes, Kia Optimas, Kia Niros, and Kia Stingers. Customer Appreciation Month ends 10/31/2018.
Kia Rio, MSRP 15960 minus 1000. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR. Kia Forte, MSRP 18902 minus 2250. Kia Customer Cash, 84 months at 4.19 APR.
0% for 66 months is $15.15 per 1000 financed on approval of credit, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, any dealer document processing charge, any electronic filing charge, any emission testing charge, subject to prior sale.
Redding Kia, Redding Kia. com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Big Bite Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bach. Trish Clark, good morning, everybody. 23 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 63 degrees. Going to go up to 79 today. With a report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best, specializing in home electronics and classic car parts. Who doesn't know Clyde's voice when you hear it?
Forever.
Over 47 years in the business here. Locally owned and operated by Clyde Pierce. Over 32 years in the satellite business. Your source for Dish Network. Authorized dealer for Sony, Samsung, LG, and Kilpak.
Klipsch. You need to fix that on there.
And who?
It's Klipsch. It's a high-end brand of speakers that all audiophiles know about. Klipsch.
Oh, Klipsch.
Yeah.
Okay, I
got it. It's a German brand of speakers.
Instead of Kilpak.
It's not Kilpak. It's Klipsch.
I've been meaning to fix the copy on that.
I've been meaning to fix that. Okay, I got it. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to hand this to you and let you fix the copy right here. Hey, Clyde's down at 1250 Hartnell Avenue. We like Clyde. Okay, hey, I'm here with Trish Clark, and we're discussing... we're discussing how people react to things. And then, of course, then Trish and I get into it during the break about how, to me, Dr. Ford, was treated badly. And I don't remember if I said this on the air or not, but to me, when she was...
You did say this.
Did I say it on the air?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then I'm not going to say it again.
I will tell you that I disagree.
You don't think she was treated badly by Feinstein and Schumer?
I think that she put her confidence. I think she was swayed. Here's what I think.
Okay.
After all of listening to all of the things that have come in about her testimony and the way she changed her story so many times, and there's ample evidence of that. I don't doubt for a moment that woman what she proclaims to have happened to her by someone. I don't believe for one minute that it had anything to do with Kavanaugh, and I think that's where the media and Feinstein and all of them got in the middle of that. They needed somebody. I think they searched through that entire class to find a woman who would come forward with something they could do. I also believe they knew they really didn't have a lot, and it didn't have a lot of evidence or backing. That's why they held it, thinking that the Republicans would react as they always have and fold like an Arab's tent. As soon as they came out with it, and you've never heard that expression? My goodness.
I've heard the expression, but well, okay, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, I think that usually when anybody gets, when the Republican gets attacked, what do we do immediately? Oh, he's got to resign. And it's the Republican Party that immediately starts saying that. And so they have pulled it off. They have they were able to stand straight. I don't think the Democrats ever thought they needed to prove anything. They thought that they would pull the thing, and it was all about stalling. It was all about not having that appointment made prior to the upcoming election.
And they're going
to
be,
it didn't work.
Well, and they're going to be. I think they're going to they're going to be surprised to see what happens here on November 6th, I think, in many cases. But let's go back to this for a second. I think you're right about this. I think that they thought that when this thing came out and they just hit it full blast, you know, the media, their partners in the media are going after it. And I think they truly were surprised. But I think the one that truly surprised everybody was a guy from South Carolina named Lindsey Graham.
Oh,
wow. God, where did this guy come from?
Absolutely.
It was like he stepped out of the marble closet.
Who is this man?
Who is this guy? And he goes, yeah. I used to call you friend. I used to call you friend. And
you want power? I hope you never get it.
And then he says, you don't think, and he says, why were you here? And he says it to Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh was trying to give the answer to serve and protect, you know, that kind of thing. He goes, no, that's not why you're here. He says, it was a search and destroy. And he goes, I feel sorry for you and your family. That's not why you were here. No, it was to destroy you. And it was like, whoa, is this Lindsey Graham?
I know. It was like, I've criticized him so much.
Everybody on the other side goes, oh, my God, this guy was on our side. And yes. then they immediately trash him, saying, "Oh, he's a convert to Trumpism." No, he's not. He just was. He's like most of us. I think most people that said, you know, here's a guy that's been a decent guy. He's had six FBI investigations. Now these are ones like for the top secret thing. They have to go back. And you know, I don't know if you've ever gone through one of these, but I have. I've gone through many of these. And it's not they just ask you or your circle or the people that you work with. And by the way, the people you work with, they pay a lot of attention to that. They then ask the people you work with, who do you know that knows him? And then they go back to where you went to high school.
In the grocery store, in the bank.
Have to fill out where you went to high school, every place you've been since the day you were born.
Yeah.
And they go back. They take this stuff seriously. They've got people all over the place that are asking these questions. And they ask questions like this. Have you ever seen him drunk? Have you ever seen him drunk? And so when, you know, and because I've been used as a, not an example, but as, you know, as a, you know, somebody that.
Hey, you still like beer too.
Somebody that, you know, they come up to you and they ask you, have you ever seen him? They ask all these questions. Have you ever seen him drunk? And I looked at her and I thought, well, that's a, gosh, drunk. And I said, do you mean drunk? Do you mean like stumbling, falling down drunk? Yeah, if that's what you want to say. They don't put words in your mouth. They do not put words in your mouth. And I said, no, I have never seen him do that. And she said, have you ever seen him drink? Yes, I have seen him drink. I'm not going to lie about that, this guy. He was going in for this big job. I wasn't going to lie that I said, oh, no, I've never seen him drink. And have you ever seen him lose control? No, I've never seen him lose control. But they ask, and then they go on to another series of questions, but they're asking all about it. And then the last question, well, who else do you know in this area? Or who else do you know that knows him? You know, and well, this person knows him. And they're going to go. So let me tell you, this is not a perfunctory thing for these other six investigations.
That's my point. Six times they've done that.
Then when they do a bring-up on you, they take it from the last spot that they had that you were cleared, and they do the same thing, bringing it up to date. So if you don't understand that, you've got to think that this never came up.
Yeah.
This never came up. He was drunk in college. Oh, my God, he was a mean drunk in college.
That would have come out.
It would have come out somewhere.
I think that the one thing that I loved about all of this, I mean, of all the comments back and forth and everything, one of the funniest ones was after Markowski voted her vote and didn't, and then Sarah Palin's tweet,
Yeah, I can see.
I can see 2022 from my window.
Yeah, I can see that.
I loved it. They gave her such a hard time.
When I was working in San Diego, I had to go through a security check to go work at the airport, you know, go inside the line, if you will. I had friends calling me going, what have you done? Because they were getting these calls.
Yeah.
Well, did he do this? Did he do that? Have you ever seen him? And they were going, who did you tick off?
Well, I tell you what, too, that's the worst call you get is I got a call from a close friend of mine, and I was doing contract work, and he goes, hey, FBI was here. He says, hey, I gave him your name. And I said, oh, for thanks. For what? And it turned out it was I had been hired by this guy, and he was starting a company, and I was still over in Iraq doing work there. And it was coming back, and it was a security job, a worldwide security type thing. And before I even got back, they got him for embezzling like $50 million from his clients. And so the FBI was seizing everything that this guy had had. And they were questioning people. And it's when they asked him about me, and they said, has he worked for him? You know, and he said he was hired, but he's still in Iraq. He hasn't even worked for him yet. So I never heard from the FBI on that one. But that phone, hey, I gave the FBI your name. Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot there, you know, Taggart. Maybe I can help you someday. Hey, we've got to take a break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Cal North Forestry. You know, a team of expert arborists right here in town, locally owned, locally operated by Tom Yeomans, that they specialize in tree trimming service, stump grinding, tree removal, all this. And think about this. Your gutters being cleaned out, all those to make your property defensible. And you may say, well, the rains are starting, all this. This is the time. Start getting this worked out now before it is too late for next year. And Tom can do this. He does great work. Give him a call at 200-8123. It's calnorthforestry.com. And if your property was affected in any way by the fire, they are donating 2 free hours of service. That's 2 free hours of service at your place. So, again, give them a call at 200-8123 or check out their website at calnorthforestry.com. We'll be right back. Trish Clark, Carl Bott.
14 years ago, when our first Dutch Bros location opened, it out of the gates was the busiest store that Dutch Bros had ever opened. And as exciting as that was, it also was extremely challenging because there was no roadmap. Being a business owner, not only do I understand what that process looks like of developing a location from dirt to opening the doors, it gives me insight into what struggles are there and how it is that we can make businesses feel successful and what we can do from an economic perspective. Because if we can continue to keep those businesses thriving, they'll continue to prop up our economy. That will pour down into their staff and into their employees and out onto their customers. And then that, it pours out across our community. When business owners feel hopeful about the direction of a city, a state, or a nation, they're willing to take other risks. My name is Erin Resner, and I'm running for Reading City Council.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Thursday morning, the 11th of September, 2018, and it's 20 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here at 63 degrees, going to go up to 79 today here at KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. And you know the best part about coming back from a vacation, besides seeing all your friends and all that, is getting back in your bed.
That's
and
exactly
sleeping,
right.
You know, really. I mean, because no matter what kind of, you can be in a really nice place, and you know, it's great, but your bed is your bed. And our Sleep Number bed allows us, you know, you don't appreciate it till you're sleeping on a bed that's either soft or hard, to adjust to your comfort level. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Sleep Number bed. I've had one for over 12 years. Swear by it. Depending on your mood, you can change to sleep a good night's sleep.
You know, my Sleep Number setting's 60.
My Sleep Number's 55.
And you can change it up and down like that. And now that the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, it adjusts to you when you're moving, and which is, if you think about it, you know, because you move something like 14 times during the night. You don't realize it, but you're moving around. And the bed then just adjusts to you. And right now at the Sleep Number store, they are having a big fall sale, and you can save $100 on their queen Sleep Number 360 C2 smart bed. Now only $899. I'm sorry. Jose, I'm sorry. I read that wrong. Jose is the guy that he checks.
Oh.
No, I'll hear from Jose. And Jose will go, you were 10 seconds short. I said, Jose, but yesterday I was a minute over. Ah, yes, thank you very much. anyway, no, it's the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. You're only going to find Sleep Number at our store right here in Reading in the Target Shopping Center. Go on down, tell them Carl, Trish, and Linda sent you, and Linda trying to figure that one out. And just go and lay in the bed, see what it's really like. Sleep Number. Okay, we're here. You talked about it earlier this morning, not realizing that Barry Weiswasser, and I should have known this, from the Asphalt Cowboys was going to come in. I take back everything I said about beer.
Why?
You're right.
How about Jack? Did you say anything bad about that?
I would never say anything bad about Jack. Okay, come on.
Adult libation in general.
You know, we'll talk about politicians all day, but we're never going to say anything about Jack.
Good.
Hey, here it comes. Next big Asphalt Cowboys annual community barbecue that you had to put off last time because the area was on fire.
Right. Yeah, we could have just stood outside our front door and stuck a tri-tip out there and it would have cooked.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's going to be this weekend.
Yep, Sunday, October 14th, our 66th annual Asphalt Cowboy Community Barbecue. We're all looking forward to all the hard work and sweat and blood and tears and good food.
Okay, now here's something: is that people, you know, this is you can it's a drive-through, or an eat-in, right?
Yes, absolutely. We have the world's largest drive-through.
And let me tell you, if you think that, oh gosh, you know what, I'm seeing all these cars, you know. Trust me.
This goes right
through. You are moving. It is just like the pancake breakfast. You are constantly moving, and then all of a sudden you get your food, and somebody's beating on your car to get out of there, and off you go. And it's the food's hot, tasty, and the money goes to a good cause.
Yes, it does. And, you know, we had our our car fire fundraiser, and we're right now in the process of...
How did that do?
It was wonderful.
It was great, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. People, we had probably, as close as we can estimate, around 3,000 people come in for free. We had hamburgers, hot dogs, salads.
Did it all.
Yeah, it was awesome. We raised, well, we have over $53,000.
Mm. That's what
the Cowboys put in $10,000,
yeah.
And the public donated, including live auction, raffle, and everything else, $43,000.
Wow.
I mean, it was spectacular. Wow. Something we put together in 4 days.
That's right, you did. I remember how quick that was because all of a sudden somebody said, hey, they're having it. You know, we need to get you, you know, get that on. And I'm like, when did this happen? And, you know, I said, how did we miss this? And they said, well, it started today. Okay. Well, that's great. And so where did the money go to? Did you get it to, like, Shasta Regional?
No. We are distributing it ourselves.
Okay.
You know, dispersed funds to families that lost someone in the fire.
Okay.
And then as many people that have lost their residence as possible.
Okay. Well, that's good.
So,
I mean, that's cool. I mean, you guys are, you know what, you guys are stand-up guys. And
they're out in the community. You know the people. All of your members of the group can identify with a real cause and a real need.
Yeah, and there's no self-serving.
Right. That's the important
part. You know what, and there's no self-serving people in your group there. You all have been in community service for... Well, how long now? 70 years? Asphalt Cowboys?
No, only like 67.
67 years. Okay, gosh, I was a little...
I was 1 year old when I joined.
You're probably right. Hey, I have two tickets. I have two tickets I'm going to give away to the barbecue. Here goes. To the second caller. Not the first caller, but the second caller, 605-4567. If you want two tickets that are worth, you know what? I could put a dollar amount on it, but truly it's priceless.
Absolutely.
If you have not been down there for this, down at Lake Redding Park, you have got to go down and get it, and you can get a tri-tip or a chicken dinner, and two tickets, 605-4567, second caller.
And you can either drive through, or you can stay there and enjoy everything that's going on, which is part of the fun.
Right. We're going to have a live auction. There will be... adult beverages, beer and wine, sodas, ice cream, besides the tri-tip, chicken, coleslaw, cowboy beans.
We have a winner.
Awesome.
Hey, tell us real quick. You just went back to your high school reunion back in Detroit. I never would have thought you were from Detroit. Did you live in Detroit a long time?
I left when I got out of high school.
Okay.
And I came to California. I joined the Navy. And I've been in California ever since.
Okay.
San Diego for boot camp.
Yeah, and then just on ship.
Destroyer out of Long Beach.
Hey, everybody, thank you for calling, everybody. But we have a winner. Thank you. We have a winner. So when you went back to Detroit, since it's the first one you went back to for 50 years, right, Barry?
Yeah.
So what was that like? Besides the fact that you were surrounded by old guys.
Yeah, I couldn't believe. Jeez, no hair, even fatter than me. But, you know, it was awesome because there were a few people that I remembered I didn't recognize, but it was awesome. I mean, I had a very large high school graduating class, about 685 people.
Wow. How many of them were there?
Almost 200, about 187 or something like that.
Here's what's surprising is that you find out how many people. I went to my 10th. That's the last one I went to, and the first and last one, but you start looking at statistics. Is that surprising? How many of them live within a 200-mile radius of where they graduated? I mean, it's most of them.
Yeah,
they live in a 200-mile radius, and the ones that usually move are the women because they've gone off to school and they've married somebody and they've gone someplace else.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, 187. That's cool. So did you meet anybody? I mean, did you see people? Did you have any really close friends that you lost touch with that you kind of like retouched?
Yeah. There was, in fact, one guy lives down in Tustin, California. He lived in Arizona for years, then he moved to California, I don't know, 20 years ago. But, great guy, Michael Mall, 6'7", played basketball in high school. Great guy.
So
and,
you, yeah.
I mean, just, you know, and you touch bases with a pile of them.
No, just, I think that's cool. I think that's cool.
My problem was is that my class was large as well, and I went the first 8 years to a private school, to a Catholic school. And so I didn't know a lot of the kids in my graduating class because I didn't go to grade school with them.
Yeah.
And if I didn't have classes with them in high school, then I didn't know them.
Well, that was
so
my problem.
That was a real... I had one friend that lived there, and she kept saying, well, you remember so-and-so, and I'd go, nah, not so much.
Well, that was my problem because I went to an elementary school and junior high school, which became into the district of another high school. So I went to this other high school my first year, and I was only at Redford High School, which was the one my two older sisters went to. The last 2 years, so
I didn't know a lot of them.
Well, I didn't go to elementary school with them.
That was my issue, and it was weird.
To change the whole focus away from the annual barbecue, community barbecue. But I like Barry. Barry's a cool guy, Barry Weisswasser, and from the Asphalt Cowboys. And you've been a member for how long? Gosh,
20 years.
20 years, the Asphalt Cowboys. What a great group of guys out there, and they do so much for our community. And people forget that when times of emergency, these guys are here. This is their charter, is to prepare food for people. And you all have done that lately.
Oh, yeah. We've fed evacuees from fires. We've fed fire crews. We've done search and rescue. Anything the sheriff's department asks us to do.
Yeah, this isn't a bunch of guys just sitting in the back of a truck and blowing, you know, holes through people's hats.
Well, not all the time.
Not all the time. Anyway, this Sunday, October 14th at Lake Redding Park, it's $8 pre-sale, and you can get these tickets from, you see Barry, anybody with a yellow shirt on, just make sure you ask them if they're a cowboy before you assault them. Lulu's Paint Mart, Redding Chamber of Commerce, or any of our Asphalt Cowboys, and just have a great time. Also, live auction will be held, including a houseboat vacations courtesy of Silverthorne, valued at $3,500. Okay.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right, thank you,
guys. All right,
guys.
Thanks, Barry, for coming in.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SST Oil. SST Oil has kept the fire engines, the fire trucks, the bulldozers, everything, the generators moving on all these fires. We're going to have Bill come in here and talk to us about just the things they've done. You know, people don't realize that when you talk about the first responders, that there's so much more than just the first responders. Those guys are the tooth of the dragon, you know, the teeth of the dragon. But they have they have a tail that keeps those teeth chewing. And that part of that tail is the logistics that feeds and keeps those engines moving and the water and, you know, but everything runs on fuel. And this is what SST does. And they do such a great job. SST Oil, a locally owned, 50 years in a business company. It's a employee owned business. And Toyo water heaters, Toyo home heaters, they have it. They can, they've got great deals right now if you need to replace them. Give them a call though. 530-241-1167. SST, a great company here in town doing so much for our community. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
You'll find all your favorite table games at Wind River Resort and Casino. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Check out our monthly blackjack races, 500 cash up for grabs, and 500 free slot play. Come explore our exciting table games. Our friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. More games, more ways to win, more fun. Wind River Resort and Casino. For all the table games details, download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the River.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized Dish Network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I have been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott, Tracy Clark. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
Okay. I hope everybody's having a great day. It's like 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 63 degrees, going up 79. It's just going to be beautiful this whole weekend. It's just going to be like this.
Yeah,
weather report brought to you by, Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends over there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security. Now, North State Security, I was just rocked yesterday. Lance Beck, the owner of North State Security, passed away over the weekend, and I had talked to him before I left. He and I were, we had lunch together, and we discussed the world politics and, everything, and we were going to try and have lunch together, and his schedule, my schedule just didn't match. I said, well, look, he was leaving, he's going to go fishing, and and Linda and I were leaving, and I said, look, as soon as we get back, I'll give you a call. So, I get back, we got back, yesterday, to work, got back late Tuesday night. And I'm catching up on everything, and I'm looking at Facebook, and I see something in there, and I find out, and I make a phone call to North State Security. Lance has passed away. And, his son, who has worked with him all these years, has stepped up in this, but it was just, he was just a fine, fine man and a great leader. He did, what he was talking to me is things he could do for our community, how he could give back to the community. And it was his work that helped patrol the river trails to keep them safe with his men and women. His dad started this business in 1968. They were so happy. They were celebrating the 50th anniversary of North State Security. They've grown it. It's a great business filled with super, super people. People worked there 25, 30 years with him.
Had really stepped forward in the last few months and years
really reached out to people. And I can't, I just say is, to the family is, I am so sorry. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. And you have done so much for our community. You have helped keep our community safe. You started this program where you could have a trained officer at your business or your home in 10 minutes. You know, when you knew the police weren't going to be able to make it because, oh, okay, this guy's trespassing, but the cops aren't going to make it there. Well, they had a program, and it was a really, really price-conscious effort on his part. He wasn't charging people an arm and a leg to do this. He was trying to help the community going through this stuff. Yeah. Lance Beck, I tell you what, he will be missed by this community. And a lot of people probably didn't know him. He got a guy who loved to fish. He loved baseball. And it was just an honor to know him. Lance Beck, North State Security. Anyway, okay. Big news, of course, now is Kentucky Fried Chicken is coming back to Reading. I mean, how do I go from, you know, I don't know how I follow that one up, but.
So at a time when Dunkin' drops the donuts.
What's
the chicken brings back the fried because they had dropped the fried part because they had negative connotations.
And they're going to fry it again?
KFC. Well, they've always fried it. They just wanted in the interest of their spin. It was KFC.
And by the way, when you're in Quebec and you see the Burger King, you know what it says? Maison du Whopper. Home of the Whopper. Maison du Whopper. And Kentucky Fried Chicken is a different one, too. It's like poulet frites.
Yeah, you're on the French side up in Nova Scotia.
In Quebec, everything is in French. And as somebody said, yeah, and if you want to have an English, it's got to be smaller than the French letters. And I'm like, really? And, you know, they're very touchy.
That would
touchy.
Be that Gaelic arrogance.
They're very touchy, those French, aren't they?
Well, what? That is the language of their country.
First of all, it's not a country. It's a
province.
It's a province within an English-speaking country. It would be like saying, okay, you live in New York. You can only speak Italian in New York. But wait a minute. You're part of the United States.
You live in California, and there's a whole lot of cities where all the downtown signs are in Mexican.
I have
Spanish.
Well, I have friends in Canada. That's a fascinating country because, of course, the West Coast is very British, and then the East Coast very French, and the people in Saskatchewan are kind of caught in the middle.
Well, you know,
but Quebec has always been a French.
It always has, and they've always had the French separatists there saying that, you know, gosh, we have to, we need to have our own country. Yeah, it'd be Quebec. Quebec is, their birth rate's 1.6. It's 1.6 people, kids, per family, and it cannot sustain the country. That's why they want all these immigrants coming in there. And the immigrants get there, get hit with 30 below, and they start moving in other places.
Okay, but the birth rate in the United States is not much.
We can't sustain it.
We can't sustain it. And that's why we're going to be overtaken by all of the immigration that's coming in here as well.
Well, Italy is, I tell you what, legal immigrants to our country that become Americans, so be it.
Absolutely. So be it. Absolutely.
But that's not what's happening. If you want to have six kids, so be it. If you can take care of them. God bless you,
legal immigrants. Absolutely,
I am all for that. And what they've done in Canada is they've opened up the gates. But the problem is they've done it legally, open the gates, and it's very easy to become a citizen in Quebec. The only thing is once they've come in, and like we've talked about for a couple of days, it gets really cold, so they start moving. And then Montreal, their economy is exploding there, as it is in many places here in the United States. And they have the same problem we're having. It may be even more exasperated by the fact is that it gets so cold there, you know, is finding workers. So that's what, you know, and that's what we have here. We're trying to expand everything we have, but we don't have the workers to do it.
Yeah, I find it fascinating when people, when you see the guy with the cardboard sign, can't find a job. Who's that on?
Exactly. But, you know, I can tell you that a few years back I made the statement in a meeting one time that one of the things that people had told me when they were bringing businesses here, thinking of bringing businesses here, is that we did not have a qualified workforce. I cannot begin to tell you how people jumped down my throat when I said that and said, oh, how can you possibly say that? Blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, we are not training plumbers and electricians and those things in this community. We do not have a qualified workforce. Took this community a long time to recognize that.
Well, but we've got,
but they got
we have a pipeline
true.
For that now.
Exactly.
But now we've also got a shortage of the computer intellect types that can do the programming and get into it.
Not everybody needs a college education.
No, you don't need it to get a degree to do that. Anyway, hey, look, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Bott and Trish Clark with Senator Maurice Johannesson.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. At least two people are dead following the most powerful hurricane on record to hit Florida's panhandle. Michael was a Category 4 hurricane when it made landfall yesterday, leaving behind widespread destruction. This morning, video footage and aerial photos show catastrophic damage, especially in Mexico Beach, where homes and buildings have been completely demolished. On NBC's Today, FEMA Administrator Brock Long said people in the Carolinas, which will feel the effects of now Tropical Storm Michael today, need to be aware.
We need people in South Carolina and North Carolina to remain vigilant and be careful. This is a strong tropical storm pushing through.
Speaking at a campaign rally in Pennsylvania last night, President Trump offered his thoughts and prayers for those affected by the storm, and he promised to spare no effort in the federal response to damaged areas. This morning on Fox and Friends, the president said the U.S. is working with Turkey to learn more about the disappearance of journalist Jamal Khashoggi during a visit last week to the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. He said that he has to find out what happened before casting judgment on U.S.-Saudi relations. Two astronauts from the U.S. and Russia are safe this morning after an emergency landing in Kazakhstan following the failure of a Russian booster rocket that was to carry them to the International Space Station. Ahead of the holiday season, America's retailers and shipping companies are looking for workers to stock the shelves and pack the orders.
To help with the struggle, many companies are taking steps they've not tried before, like higher pay, holding national hiring days, and possible bonuses. They're also providing more full-time rather than part-time work. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Wall Street, the Dow Jones down 137 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. I want to personally thank all my Plug-In Pest Free customers who have taken the time out to call, write, and who have left messages to thank me for ridding their homes and businesses of unwanted rodent and pest problems. So from me to you, I thank you. Plug-In Pest Free is the only scientifically tested and, more importantly, consumer-proven electromagnetic pest management system since 1995. Why put up with those annoying rodents and pests any longer? Plug-In Pest Free is 100% chemical-free, making it your safest bet to manage your rodent and pest problems around your family and pets. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off and free shipping. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. Gopestfree.com today.
There's increasing pressure from Congress to determine the fate of a journalist who disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
More than 20 Republican and Democratic senators are pushing the president to step up efforts to determine what happened to Jamal Khashoggi amid increasing fears he was murdered inside the consulate. The lawmakers are also suggesting the U.S. could use a rarely used law that allows for sanctions if it turns out Khashoggi was murdered by representatives of the Saudi government.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. First Lady Melania Trump says she thinks she's the most bullied person in the world based on what people are saying about her. Mrs. Trump also says there are people in the White House that she and President Trump cannot trust. During an interview with ABC, she didn't name names but said that some of them don't work there anymore. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston. Tens of millions of Social Security beneficiaries and other retirees can expect an increase in benefits next year as inflation edges higher.
The government has announced a cost of living adjustment of 2.8%. That would mean an extra $39 a month for the average retired worker. By law, the annual cost of living adjustment is based on a broad official measure of consumer prices. Advocates for seniors claim the inflation index doesn't accurately capture costs faced by seniors, especially health care. The COLA affects benefits for more than 70 million Americans.
That's Jeremy House reporting. It may soon cost more to send a letter by mail. The U.S. Postal Service, which has been losing money for years, is seeking to increase the price of its first-class stamp by 5 cents to 55 cents. If approved by regulators, the proposed increase would take effect in January. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday. And I have my Thursday girl, Trish, here. 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. News brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew. Open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, enhanced walk-in humidor. Great customer service. So much they do for our community. Good morning, everybody. And, Trish, the weather.
Presently 59 degrees in downtown Reading. Sunny with a high near 79 today. Clear with a low around 55 this evening. On Friday, sunny with a high near 83, going down to 55 in the evening. And on Saturday, sunny with a high near 87. Saturday night, clear with a low around 57. And that kind of goes on and on, 85, 84, 85 all next week, with the lows in around the 53. And sunny and clear, no rain in sight. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial bring us a segment of the show. Judy has been helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. Give her a call at 221-0441 if you have any questions about insurance or financial investments, especially since the fires here. She's just a fountain of information over there at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. So, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the show. And we have with us Senator Maurice Johannesson. Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
How
good
are
morning,
you today?
Marie.
You know there's, when I was gone, I was there was some really good news that that was announced that they've awarded a lease to begin building the new Reading VA outpatient clinic.
That is correct. Yeah. But don't listen to anything that you hear, or don't listen to anything that is written
or read.
Because all of it was bunk. They didn't know anything about it. But the unfortunate part of those people who could have done something. Of course, I tried to get you, but you were out overseas and having a ball. And but that was okay. We understood
state.
That.
I'm just in another state. No. You know, once every 2 years, I leave.
Oh, sure.
It'll never happen.
Yeah, can't count on it. Yeah.
It'll never happen again, Senator, I promise.
But anyway, no, the reason that is so interesting, because, you know, Carla and you guys, you know, it just been the shining stars of anybody that has to do with veterans and everything over the years. And I told him, I says, it's coming, but don't tell anybody, it's coming. And I said, I'll be the first one to know. And then I called and they said, oh, he's gone for 2 weeks in Europe. Okay.
It wasn't Europe. It was just on the east coast of the United States, which is a lot like Europe, yeah. I guess. But, you know, if you go to Quebec, that's like Europe.
That's right.
You might as well be in Europe now.
It was a sort of interesting news release that was given from the VA way off the beam. I don't know who they were talking to, where it was supposed to be, because it was supposed to be awarded to somebody else, and that they had my address and all the rest of the stuff. So I decided, well, I'm not going to do anything at this time. I just let it go because, you know, who cares? But but it is all ready to go. We have one little hiccup still, and that's the you can't get in the ground and do anything serious until the weather, quote, supposed to cooperate. Right. And the date, drop dead date, was October 1st. to pull the grout, the grading permit. So now we've got to sit and wait for that, you know, or we can do it and cost substantially more. So, but anyway, it's all clear. It's all going, and it will be built, and we should be had. It takes about 2 years to finish that stuff up.
When do you think you'll actually break ground, though, now?
Well, now, the groundbreaking, probably going to talk to my partners a little bit, too. The groundbreaking and that, of course, could almost be any time, but we can't really get the tractors out there or the, all the rest of the stuff. You want to make sure that you don't violate any of the rules. Because
yeah, you don't want to. Yeah, if you go out there and you start getting into
there's
things,
there's a window.
Yeah,
there's a window.
But there's got to be a window. But
that you can
but
do.
Yeah.
The thing that I really enjoyed hearing though is that all the plans and everything had been approved and
oh yes
and all that kind of stuff. And we're talking about a major new size clinic. I mean, the one we have down here. I mean, it's a great clinic and all this, but it's limited and they you know they have to spread out to different buildings and all this. But this one here says that they're going to have accommodate significant growth in primary care, mental health, and existing specialty services, but also allow for additional telemedicine rooms for new specialty services, including allergy, immunology, nephrology, and rheumatology. And rheumatology has something to do, I guess, if as you get old, you get sore.
No kidding.
Is that it?
I don't know anything about that.
I wouldn't know either. Okay. But this is just such, I mean, this when you add this on to the rest of the construction and the building that's going on around our community, this is another huge thing.
Yeah. This particular one here, and it isn't listed there, that they don't really understand what they're doing there, but it's a 104,000 square foot building, 520 some parking spaces.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
entry is right across the street from the veteran home that we built. Yeah. I mean, the layout.
If you look at the plans, it's just directly, I mean, it's just like they go out one gate and into the other.
Yep. You know, Maritha, a thought just I have to mention. You and I were at the groundbreaking and the opening of the VA clinic up mm-hmm. on Hartnell. Eureka Way.
Yeah. Hartnell.
We were at the groundbreaking and opening for the on Hartnell when we moved from the little building over there to Hartnell.
Okay. You're talking about the old building.
I'm talking about the first clinic.
Oh, that's
right. We were there for the groundbreaking for that, where we're over on Hartnell. I can't wait to open this one up.
Now, this one is going to be an absolutely beautiful. I gave the colonel here, because I want to make sure he had everything. I gave him the renderings and all the layouts, the rooms, and everything else that was in there.
I have them sitting on my desk.
As a matter of fact, that's why a lot of people think, oh, gee, now we're going to start planning for it. No. These things have been in the works for a couple of years, but you can't say anything. They could still change their mind like government often do.
Right.
But this one here is in the tank. It's going. It's going to be done. And I can tell you, like, for example, they're talking at 77,000 square feet.
Yeah.
But that's a net. 104,000 is the actual building size. And then they deduct walkways, restrooms, and all the rest of the stuff they government.
Well, this is going to be like twice the size of the one we've got right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of give you an idea. A little bit over the it's going to be a little bit over twice the size of the one we have right now. And the senator has been talking to me about it for a couple of years, but he says, don't tell anybody. So I'm sitting there. Okay, so I don't tell anybody about it. But then you pick the day that I'm gone to have it happen. I thought that was a little selfish on your part, Senator.
I know.
You know, the fact that the government at least, you know, then, and it couldn't have held it for another week or two. Anyway, I'm just so happy to hear this because this is another example of, if I can say this, because I want to get into this too. I want to talk a little more about the clinic. But and Trish, you've been involved in all this, but the veteran community and the support that through you and many others, of course, have done to help our veterans here. You know, you talk about me. I mean, I'm just a fly on the wall compared to the things that you two have done for our veterans in this community. And this one, this new clinic out there across the street from a veterans home that you had a lot to do with. You know, you kind of like, it's almost like from cradle to grave that when you're a veteran, you come here, you go to the clinic, then you go to the veterans home, and then eventually you end up out at ICO.
Well, the thing that
and you put a chapel out there. So,
you know, but no, it's there was certain things that happened. This was my second, I think, my second election to the Senate. A bunch of the old veterans, and if you have decided, what can we possibly do? And the decision basically was made, you know, why don't we go ahead and make this a veteran center for Northern California? And there were three aspects of that center. One was the cemetery, which is now built.
Mm-hmm.
Second was the veteran home that we got. Mm-hmm. And this is the third and final, technically the final one that we had. But we have done veteran...
There's some other things out there.
Yeah.
There's a little bits and pieces around beyond that, though.
Yeah, there's things are brewing still, but yeah. You know how it is.
Well, okay, we're here. Trish Clark and I are here with Senator Marisha Hannison. And we're talking about the new VA outpatient clinic, which is going to be double the size of the one we have right now. It's going to be able to bring in a lot of new specialty clinics that they were having to send people down to Mather for and other places out in town they'll be able to take care of. And that's not all. Unless we're going to talk about some other future things that could be happening, that probably should be happening in our area here in Shasta County in Northern California. And we're going to take a break, but this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers, who is another veteran supporter, Sharon Clark. One of the first people we met when we were talking about helping veterans was they said, check with Sharon Clark. And this was from David Lanford from over at the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. She does so much for our veterans. She knows as much about the programs as anybody, and she makes sure that the people that she helps gets on it or is helped. But Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, they're the ones you want to call for if you need some help with your loved ones. You need some help around the home. Somebody to help take care of them. Give her a call, 226-8350, or learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Senator Mojo.
Park will again be a buzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance. It can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Redding and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $9 the day of the barbecue.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. your local choice in credit repair.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460, kind of like in the center of change right down here in downtown Reading. So many things are happening, so many things being built, so many things, businesses changing, so many new things coming to Reading. But I tell you what, this is a great time to be here. 63 degrees, going up to 79, it's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be like this for about a week. So, you know, the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But you might be thinking about, you know, coming up and it's going to be getting colder, about Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793 for your propane needs. There, they have discounts for seniors and veterans. 22 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 11th of October. 4 Winds Jewelry brings us this portion of the show. 2225 Hilltop Drive, one of the only full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Everything from watch repair, because they got to one of the only full, the only watch repair guys in the whole area is right there. In fact, if you take it to other jewelry stores, it'll probably end up over at 4 Winds Jewelry. To batteries, to any type of jewelry. 4 Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. It's where Trish and Linda meet.
Yeah, it's like the best candy store in the world.
Hey, you know what? We have the headline, which was the only thing that was really kind of right about the whole thing, was a lease awarded to begin building new Reading VA outpatient clinic. And we're here with Senator Marisha Johannesson, who is,
to fill in the rest of it.
But the one thing that they did get right was, you know, the new stories, the 520 parking spots there. If you can imagine that, trying to find a parking area spot down there sometimes is difficult. But it's going to be the 11th largest clinic in the United States.
That is correct. We hit the jackpot on that one.
They really did.
And this, like I said, this has been going on for, oh gosh, the late 90s. And we have just about completed everything we promised to do, but we're still old enough to know better to go any further. But we got to get some more stuff. And you and I were talking about it a little bit, some of that stuff.
Can we talk a little bit about that, some things you're looking at? Because what's your plan was, your vision, and this is what I think of senators, is you're a visionary. And some people call them futurists now. Oh, they're futurists. Well, I use the term visionary. That there's certain people, are, to me, are broken down into three groups. There's people that can think, can have a vision, but can never put it into place. You know, they have the vision, but they, you know, they can't do the nuts and bolts. You have the people that can do the nuts and bolts, that, you know, but they can't, they don't have the vision to do it, but they can put it together and they can build the vision. But there's a very, 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 very small percentage of people that are not just visionaries, but they can then implement their vision. And I think that Senator Johannesson, you are one of those people. They're rare, that have the vision and have the wherewithal and the ability to make it happen. I've seen that since I've been here. And you know, Trish, I throw you in, you know, I put you in that spot too, because you see it also, and you're there working.
Well, you know, this community has been blessed, I think, with having Senator Johannesson here. Goes back a long way, these visions. I mean, I can remember conversations back in the early 90s about a lot of this stuff that's happening now. Maurice and I went on the Board of Supervisors exactly the same time. We were sworn in together, and all of these kinds of things were there. Well, we've been very fortunate that Maurice went on to be senator and veterans administrator and all of those things, to take all these things to put, for our veterans.
To put, to put it into, but still, it was a plan that was that started back in the 90s, maybe probably earlier than that.
Probably earlier than that.
And then, so here we are in Redding, California, a veterans hub. You could almost say a veterans hub of things that, you know, our universities and our colleges here are reaching out to veterans all the time. And I don't think that they use this enough to say that we are a veterans hub here with the clinic and the new clinics that allow our veterans that are coming in, our new young veterans coming in, that will have health care, will have a mental health care if they need it, and all the other things.
And I do think, Maurice, you'll agree that this push really started in the county visibly when you and I got on the board with Molly Wilson.
Yes.
And because Molly Wilson was a absolute advocate for veterans, war bride, became an American citizen, couldn't say and do enough for the veterans.
Yeah, that was basically how we developed the cemetery, because the tried to get the cemetery land, but we couldn't do it. It belonged to the BLM. So the board, basically what they did, they took care of the land, and then they turned around and gave it to us.
Yes.
To the veteran.
Yeah.
And that
there you go. It really, but that's when that focus said, we're going to do, wow, you've stuck with it for so long and made it all happen.
Okay, so now we're here, but the final touches aren't there yet. I mean, there's still some other things. I know the things are percolating in your head. And so, okay, clinic, 11th largest in the United States, going to be here in 2 years. The veterans home, now.
Got to have some other housing.
And then you've got, and of course, the veteran cemetery up there. But what else? What else are you looking at here, you visionary?
Well, it's they tell me, you know, that you've got to stop being a visionary because you're thinking too far ahead. And so my runway, obviously, because of my age, my runway is shorter than most people. And so I say, what are you fooling around with this stuff to last, you know, 50 years? And I said, well, that's what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to leave the planning and the bricks ready to be built for that future. I will never see that, but somebody's going to take advantage of it and start moving that forward, you know.
You've got to have the plan.
Leave the
and
blueprint.
The vision. Here's the blueprint, and then now just build it.
See, one of the things that's really interesting, when we left, or when I left the last work I had as a governor's cabinet in the Veteran Affairs, and then went on to be a commissioner for Parks and Recreation in the state of California, and learned a lot about the state, learned about how it functioned, how all this stuff was going. Nobody ever asked me one question about, I chaired the Oversight Committee on Water in the state of California for years. Nobody asked me anything about the water. Nobody asked me anything about the veterans except for you. I mean, I can go right down the line. It was just like, it is Northern California do not exist. And there was a lot of controversy started around a little bit because I went about 6 years ago, something like that, put a sign across from the veteran home that we built that says, this is going to be the place for the next clinic to come. And everybody got complexed, you know, don't do that, don't say that, you know. No, you push an idea and you work on that idea. You take your beating when you get it, but that's okay. And we started actually to do all the things for a few years ago, layout, the planning, the everything else. So by the time, and nothing was sure. Government could switch over and do something else. There were a lot of people involved in some other stuff, but we've went soldiers ahead and got it plans ready. So by the time they went down to Sacramento, I think we signed the contract the 28th of last month. By the time that was done, we had it on the desk. We had everything ready to go. Drawings, plans, everything ready to go. And so we just pushed the envelope. We pushed the envelope.
It was one of those things where you have... It's not just signing a lease, and then they come up with a plan. We laid it out yesterday. I mean, I can tell you where every office is in this new clinic.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I can tell you where the bathrooms are. I can tell you where the entrance is. I can tell you that over here is, by the way, over here are some trees.
The difference is that you had faith. If you don't have faith in what you're planning, then you don't want to put any effort into it up front because it might not happen. You have to believe it's going to happen at some point. Right. And you have the faith to do that, so you go ahead and put everything in place so that when the...
You get it ready. Boom,
you're ready to go.
And that's exactly what you said, sir, was, hey, you're going to... Here it is. How can you say no?
Well, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can do it, but... Most far as I'm concerned, you just go ahead and do what you think is right. And do whatever you can, because if you hesitate, nothing's going to ever happen. So you push forward on it. And Northern California is a vast area. They get very little attention from the legislature. And as a matter of fact, I can tell you with absolute certainty, when I left... The last one I had was Secretary of Veteran Affairs and then on the governor's cabinet. When we got that okayed and we started to build and do all the rest of the stuff like that, nothing. From Sacramento, there's just like a blank wall. Northern California? Where the hell is Northern California? Is that that sagebrush country up there?
San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they don't ever know about us.
But I tell you, we have so many good people. Our veterans up here... They can really get with the program if they need to.
Oh, yeah.
They've showed we can do it, and we can't complete the job.
We need to find, you know, that unifying thing. We got to take a break here. We're with Senator Mauricio Hannes, and we're talking about how this clinic, it came to Redding. It's the 11th largest one in California. It's going to be twice the size of the one we have now. It's going to have all types of new facilities there, that so we don't have to send our veterans down to Mather or even out in town here. We can handle it right there. And I'm sure it's going to be built on the fact of what the needs of our veteran community is, maybe more mental health facilities, the rheumatology, you know, because people get older. That just makes sense to have all that being built here. And the impact Senator Mauricio Hannison has had on this and having this happen here. But we've got to take a break. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is moving your dreams forward. They've got their newest branch, of course. We were talking about that yesterday down at Red Bluff, but then the one they have here on California Street. How they're moving down onto Hartnell with their new headquarters right there. Cornerstone Community Bank, a community bank that wants to help move local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Trish Clark and Mojo.
Hard working person, and he listens to his people.
David Kehoe is one of the most honest public servants that I have ever seen.
As a third generation U.S. Army veteran, I support Supervisor David Kehoe for re-election because of his unfailing support of our veterans.
The best quality about Dave is that he is so approachable.
You just couldn't ask for a better supervisor than him.
I'm David Kehoe, candidate for Supervisor, District 1. I'm firmly committed to a safer community by increasing jail beds and supporting law enforcement. As your supervisor, I have a record of voting for jobs and economic development to help increase revenue for public safety. I will always strive to improve the safety and quality of life for the people of Shasta County. I welcome your support and vote.
Paid for by Kehoe for Shasta County Supervisor 2018.
You don't need the golden ticket to attend Wind River Resort and Casino's Wonka Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 27th. Be entertained all night long with Baby Bash featuring DJ Chris. Enjoy drink specials, dancing, cash drawings, costume contests, and door prizes for a night of unforgettable fun. Over $3,000 in cash and prizes will be given away. Presale admission is $20, 25 day up, or $350 for a VIP booth. So you and your friends can make this a night to remember and receive even more surprises. Your ticket for the VIP booth includes 6 guests, swag, cocktail service, and 1 bottle of Sky Vodka. This signature event sells out fast, so get your tickets now. Go to the River Club or WinRiver.com to purchase tickets. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place to be for your Wonka Halloween bash. Book a room in our hotel, or Wind River Resort and Casino offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Halloween is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
I'm ready. Well, we should maybe also talk about it.
Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Trish Clark, and Senator Marisha Ineson. 24 minutes before the hour, 9 o'clock here on the 11th of September, 62 degrees.
Ooh. It was at 63 when we started, went down to 59, and it's back up to 62.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to 79 today. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, right there, the only place in town to get a real haircut. Right there, man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business. Hey, we're here. Trish Clark and I are here with on KCNR 1460 with Senator Marisha Hennison. We're talking about the new clinic and then and other things. And he says, you know, one of the things during the breaks in here, he says, you know what, it's like if you take a look at Northern California and the way the Democrats look at it from down there, or Sacramento, I should say, because, you know, Sacramento, and you can throw a blanket over everything outside the airport north, and that's the way they look at us up here.
We don't exist. When you go to a meeting, and you'll verify this, you go to a meeting with a group down there, and you say you're in Shasta County, and it took you 2.5 hours to get there, they look at you with this blank stare, because there isn't 2.5 hours above Sacramento. Sacramento's on the Oregon border in their mind. That's as far north as you go. And then you tell them there's another hour above me before you get to the Oregon border. They have no concept.
No, it's...
No concept that we even exist.
No, it is an interesting kind of thing. And I left the Senate after my third election, I guess. There was just like the door was shut. I went on the Department of Veteran Affairs and took over that department, and I found out real quick. Reading? Well, have you heard of it? Also, you have up in the north part of the state? Yeah, that's the north part of the state. And, you know, there was just absolutely, they didn't understand the distances we're talking about. That's a third of the darn state we're setting up
and
here.
They don't exist.
And they still don't understand.
They do not.
Anyway, you know, what I've always thought of is, you know, because when you're in a, you know, retired military, you get all these magazines from everybody, VFW, that's everything, American Legion. And you see all of these ads in there for retirement communities for veterans. I mean, these are upscale communities because a lot of, you know, and that 55 plus. And I don't see that here in Reading, though. I see that could be a viable area, you know, for, you know, and it doesn't have to be homes. It could be in really nice townhouses and stuff because we have this being a kind of a veterans hub right up here. Where, you know, it's a beautiful area. I know people would love to come up here. They could play golf most of the year around here if that's what they were into, or fish or hunt or anything.
Almost anything you anything want to do want. Is within an hour's drive of.
And you're talking about a group of people that are, you know, that are financially stable, that, you know, could, you know, can afford to live there. And yes, they're not your entrepreneurs in that sense, the young entrepreneurs, but they could be a very viable part of our community.
Well, I managed to insult a few people in that area because I built five new veteran homes. Setakoy, Lancaster, Fresno, and then, of course, the one up here that we had, too. And one of the things that I pointed out to them was that if you have a choice going to West L.A. veteran home versus going to Reading, where do you want to go?
Well, of course, you want to go up here.
And they said, no, but there's nothing up there. You know, you don't have the people. There's nothing up there. Of course it is up here. Yeah. Come on up and take a look.
Well, they also have, and you know, like our facility is full, and the one down in, I think, was it Barstow or someplace down there? Is there one around Barstow?
Well, we had already, there was actually, when I took over, I had two clinics and three veteran homes.
Uh-huh.
And Barstow was one of them, and they were so badly managed and so badly, as a matter of fact, I wouldn't even talk about it. But I ended up having to fire a whole bunch of people and transfer these other people out of the area to other homes. And I'm told that don't come back to Barstow, you know, because you get a target on your back. but it's great. We have all the things that is needed for a wonderful life for the people.
Yeah.
And I want to, we were talking about, I want to be, get me talking about this. I get all excited. But we didn't get the veteran apartment building that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for it is I even changed laws to make it happen. But they turned out in the new administration, it's a long story, but they basically said, no, we can't help you with it because you're too restrictive. And I said, what do you mean restrictive? I want to build a home for the senior citizen veterans and disabled veterans. I want it close to the clinic where they can take them across the street. They can do all the rest of the kind of stuff. And they told me that, no, you can't do that because you have to take our emphasis right now is to scrape them off behind bridges and bring them in that way. And I says, I'm not making a welfare system. I'm making a veteran center.
Yeah.
And that sort of insulted him a little bit. I got a little trouble with that one.
Yeah.
Well, no, I understand what you're saying.
I can't imagine any statement you've ever made that got you in trouble.
No, but the thing is,
to get the grants is you've got to open it to groups. And you're trying, hey, look, I want it to be veterans. And veterans that need help, yeah, fine. Here's a spot.
But you can't.
But not everybody.
But you can't finance something with it. But it doesn't pencil out. And when you continue to take people off the street, veterans, bless them, some of them need to get off the street. I understand that. But you can't, enterprise can't do that. That's the only one that's capable of doing that kind of stuff. It's government. And government is sort of absent from up in this part of the country. But there are things that, you were talking about that earlier, there are things that we can do. I'd like to see somehow an expansion of the existing veteran home, because we're full. You know, these people love to come up here. I have people coming from Washington that going up here, showed them the cemetery. We built that illegal chapel up there and all that sort of stuff that we did. They love it. They said, this is absolutely the way we should go.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking is that this could be a, you know, we talk about a veteran's hub. We have it all. The center is right here now. I mean, it's ready. And like I said, we've got to think out there, like, you know, we're getting ready to build that one community down there around, Cottonwood Anderson, and it, you know, when the economy crashed. I'm just thinking is that there's areas out here that you could bring in a solid group of retiring veterans here, that because this is a great place to live, and we've got all the facilities here. And I just think that we're not looking at that seriously. You are. And then, but I'm talking about even bigger communities than that, that offer a lot of different things. You know, we could tie it into our golf courses that are existing already. They're having problems with membership. Excuse me. That, you know, that keep all these golf courses going. It'd be part of your, the community that you built. You have, you know, if you play golf at any of our golf courses, you know, all these different things. I mean, there are so many things that are available out there. We just think about it. And which you have already. You've put the foundation there. You've reached out like that. We just need to move forward.
We put the foundation to everyone, including yourself, that come after we get trying to get a help, all this stuff. And right now, we are right on the cusp of a future. If we can do something, we were talking about that earlier, if we can do something like this, we need an apartment complex. And the reason why that apartment complex was so important, where you can save tens of millions of dollars from the government by using that, because these people can live there with a significant other or whatever, and they can then, if they can't take care of themselves anymore, we can transfer them over into the veteran home, and the veteran home can take advantage of the clinic, by the clinic do all the medical, do all the rest of the stuff that goes on. But
natural progression. You know, it still can happen. There's land out there. There's still the
we're still snooping around.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's things out there. Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This is Trish Clark and I are here Thursday with our esteemed friend and our former senator, Marisha Hannison. This portion of the show brought to you by, I guess we're kind of talking about this, River Commons Senior Living right here in town, right next to the VA clinic, and it's not an assisted living facility. Don't think it is. This is for people that have said, you know, I want somebody.
Tired of the yard work.
I'm tired of yard work. I'm tired of cooking every day. I just want to have fun. And this is a place to go to. It's like a cruise ship sitting here on Hartnell Avenue, River Commons Senior Living. Call Captain Brian at 238-5981 and see what it's like there to have a gourmet chef, get gourmet meals all the day. River Commons Senior Living right down at 301 Hartnell Avenue. We'll be right back.
Okay. Michael and Tina are lovely people, and they're committed to our community. Those are the people that we want helping shape policy and running our communities.
His honest, down-to-earth, straightforward way of approaching things. He thinks outside the box.
Vote for Michael because he has a heart for people, and he wants to see things change. He has the education and knowledge to address our city's financial hardships, and I believe he's going to see those through.
I'm Michael DeQuisto, a candidate for Reading City Council. The biggest issue we face is a dramatic increase in quality of life crimes. One-third of the 10,000 arrests made last year came from only 300 criminals. With 300 more jail beds, we could get them off our streets. This is not a city problem or a county problem. It is a community problem and needs a community solution. If elected, I will use every available resource give us the safe and prosperous community we deserve.
Vote Michael DeQuisto, paid for by the committee to elect Michael DeQuisto to the Reading City Council 2018.
This Sunday, Lake Reading Park will again be abuzz as those crazy yellow-shirted asphalt cowboys fire up the barbecue for the annual Asphalt Cowboys Community Barbecue. Swing by the park between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. and partake of the finest fire-grilled tri-tip or chicken, salad, cowboy beans, garlic bread, milk, or coffee. Place a bid at the annual live auction between 1 and 3 p.m. Tickets are $8 in advance. It can be purchased at Lulu's Restaurant, the Paint Marts in Reading and Anderson, or from any Asphalt Cowboy. $9 the day of the barbecue.
For over 45 years, the Original Clyde's TV is the place people turn to for locally owned, name brand recognition and offering home delivery service. You know that you're getting the best quality with Clyde's TV. Clyde's has it all, from home stereo systems to 150-inch televisions. We are an authorized DISH network provider. Not only will you be getting competitive prices on your home electronics, but Clyde's knowledgeable staff will install your home entertainment system to your specifications.
I'm Clyde, and I've been serving in North State for over 45 years. I'm an authorized Klipsch, Yamaha, Sony, Samsung, and LG dealer. We offer setup and even haul away your old electronics free of charge. If you're looking for that hard-to-find video audio accessory, we have it. We offer discounts to military personnel. Come see us at Clyde's Enterprises, located at 1250 Hartnell Avenue here in Reading.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2018.
Since going to the state legislature in Sacramento, Brian Daly has kept his promise to the people of Northern California. Brian's focused his time and energy on creating jobs while voting against regulations and taxes. Brian has worked across party lines to save our rural hospitals, skilled nursing facilities, and biomass plants and programs that actually produce jobs for young people. Brian even hosted over 100 legislators to the North State to educate them on our rural way of life. And as a testament to Brian's integrity and work ethic, Brian was elected by his peers to be minority leader in the legislature. But there's still much to do, and problems still need solving. So let's re-elect Brian Daly to the State Assembly on November 6th.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Botcher's Clark. Thursday.
I know. Good Thursday mornings. I love Thursday mornings.
10 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock, Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing us this portion of the show. Quality, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. What can we say? Except they've done, again, they've stood up. Also, they've taken their shot at the plate, too, about bringing in the mental health facilities that we need here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Trish and I are here with Senator Marisha Hennison, and you've got something else there, Senator.
Yes, this idiot stuff about being given to somebody else. I don't even know who the heck they were. But actually, if these are the things that I got to be aware of, it is, we have formed a development group, LLC, which is called SASD, and that consists of Steve, Doctor, Shan, Anastani, and myself. So that is whole thing into an LLC. So what I'm doing with the property, because I know my runway is short. So basically what I'm doing is taking the partners in. The partners, then I sell the property to the partners, who in turn I'm a member of, and they operate it so in case something happened to me.
Goes on to perpetuity.
In the future.
There you go.
And these are good, wonderful, good people. So you will hear a little combination of whatever they're doing, but they're still, you still control the land, you still do stuff. But we're changing.
Well, what you've done is, like you said, you've set the plan in motion. You acquired it. You saw it in the future. You've got partners in here that are going to be able to keep this moving, because this is a long-term lease. It's like a 20-year lease. So yeah. What the government is doing is they're leasing the property and the buildings on this. As we're talking out at Stillwater, what they're talking about there between in that company from down there.
Was although we've had better luck.
Except the government, the government had better luck with you all than we've had so far with Stillwater. You know, when I say it now, everybody just kind of looks at me, you know, and I'm like, oh, come on, guys. I mean, anyway, so it's like a long-term lease, 20 years, which makes sense because things change dramatically in 20 years. But that facility will be there. And, again, we go back. This is the new VA clinic, which is twice the size of the one we have now, has all types of specialty areas there that people can be treated at. State-of-the-art, of course. When they're building it, it'll be open in a couple years, right across, literally right across the street from the veterans' home. And that leaves more room out there in that area for other expansion for maybe a larger veterans' home, maybe another annex out there.
Lots of possibilities.
There's so many possibilities here and as a veterans' hub. Now,
Road to the airport, you know, great interchange.
And so we want to thank, again, we want to thank the Senator here for being being the moving factor behind this. And he and I have been talking about this for several years, but it's one of those things that, don't say anything, you know, because, and I know you've done battle with Sacramento several times. Hey, one thing I want to address, too, is that about the part of having retirees coming to Redding, you made some really good points here, and why people are against, a lot of people are, quote, not against, but they're not really strong for it, because a perception of retirees does nothing for the community, really.
They don't think that they're a contributing portion. I've had people say to me, they don't vote for school bonds. They don't vote for higher taxes. They're retired. They don't want to spend their money. And I think that there probably is a little bit of that. But
I think part of it's true.
No question. However, there's the new retired people are younger. They have RVs. They travel. They golf. They spend money. They like to go out to dinner. They like to do the things that we have here that they can take advantage of. There's not a better place in the state of California for a retiree than Shasta County.
And a veteran that has all this here, and so he retires, you know, so he tries after 30 years and he retires again, so he's like 65. They come here, that, you know, they've still got plenty of...
That's a lot of life left.
I look at retirees like you know, Senator Johannesson, who's not retired, and myself not retired, and Trish, you're not retired, though you say you are. But I look at that as people that are members of the community that want to keep our community moving
forward.
Keep
involved. I voted.
I have no kids here. I voted for the school bonds because I believe in the future. People should not be short-sighted here because we have all the, you know, people look at Palm Springs. Is Palm Springs a tired community? No.
Not hardly.
Not hardly.
That's exactly right.
And the only difference between Palm Springs and here is 1 degree of temperature. Of course, you know, they're in the desert and all that, but we've got it all. We've got so much more over Palm Springs, you know, with the water lakes and the fishing.
We have water. And before we get in to the end of it, I've got to throw out one thing. Dr. Maria Salas and I have a thing going about the upcoming election. We are convinced that we can have a Republican governor. If you get the vote out, if everybody who doesn't vote, who hasn't voted, who usually doesn't, gets registered and votes for John Cox and the Republicans on the ballot, we actually could have a Republican governor in the state of California.
You know what one of my favorites
is? Maria and I have said we will take you to the polls. You know somebody that needs a ride, needs to get, we're there. We're going to do this.
Sounds like
Please
a good Republican.
Vote. Please
well,
vote.
You know what?
No, wait a minute. One of the things is one of my favorite sayings is man who says it cannot be done should not interrupt man who's doing it.
There you go. And John Cox is not, I don't know what the percentages are, but I tell you what, every time Gavin Newsom opens his mouth about...
Should make another vote.
It should be another 1,000 votes because when you're talking about single-payer health care and what it will do to our economy here, when he talks about, oh no, there's just more and more stuff taking your guns away from you, making it harder for you to buy ammunition. I mean, and this is not a single thing, but I mean, everything this man stands for is... maybe not everything, but a lot of things that he's espousing here is not going to help our state. It's going to – you think we're having problems the sixth largest economy in the world here. But that only can last so long. I mean, people say, okay, I'm paying more than half of what I make to the state.
And now he wants to give free health care to everybody in California. Do you not think that everybody who has a medical problem in all 40 – or how many other states is not going to come to California? I mean, for heaven's sake, people think. Well, think about it. What's to keep the people in Nevada from coming across the border for free, or Washington, or Oregon, or any place else?
If you can't get health care where you're at,
not come to California?
Anyway,
a vote. Please vote.
Well, it is vote.
That's the message.
And
get out and vote.
Here's my message, is get out and vote. You know what? If you vote for Gavin Newsom, God bless you.
But get out and vote. Yeah, you're not part of the solution. You're part of the problem.
Absolutely. And I go back to that story about Linda was talked to a server one day several years ago and said, oh, did you vote today? Oh, no, I don't vote. I don't know that much about it, blah, blah, blah. Oh.
You remember a conversation I had with someone at a function one time, and I just... went away on him. I can't believe you can complain and have an issue and have a problem, and if you're not voting, you don't have the right to complain.
Get out of my place.
Isn't State of Jefferson great?
Senator Maurice Johannesson, thank you so much, sir, for being with us today.
It's
an honor.
It's my honor.
Well, it's an honor to have you here. Because
great to share the mic with you.
Oh, yeah. You know, because we're talking to a man that's had such a good impact, a positive impact on Northern California, all of California, when you think about, you know, you're putting veteran homes and clinics all over the state when you're had the VA, but up here making this up, your plan to make this a hub, and you've done it, and it's not over yet because the man is always planning. You see, you need a plan, sir. You can't stop. You just got to keep it going.
No, it's a sickness.
Well,
You can't slow down. It's a sickness. You can't slow down. Every time you drive around and look at something and say, hey, could this work on this one or could this work on that one? I mean, it's just constant all the time, all the time.
Yeah, you know, and it's got to be more than, you know, should Chick-fil-A come in here? You know, more than that vision. I mean, really. And so it's got to be something if it takes 4 or 5 years. And I really like the feeling I'm getting in Redding right now, this expansionness, this in Anderson. Oh, my God.
Shasta County.
This expansion that people want to do more business, more everything. I'm really loving this.
How can we help you be successful?
That's the whole thing. How can we? And this, again, my
Anderson.
Friends, when you vote, look at those candidates in the city council and the board of supervisors. What can they do to help move our economy forward? Hey, tomorrow we're going to have a candidate on. And have a great day. Trish, thank you so much.
My
Senator,
pleasure.
Thank you so much. Marisha Hennison. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding, Tobacco and Brew.